This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Devin, you were down at the Phillies on assignment over the last week or so. Station sent you down there. Give us some of what struck you from the club. I mean, obviously, it's interesting. The last caller is sort of not even emotionally ready for it.
It seems a lot of people are that way. And honestly, it almost seems like some of the players were not emotionally ready, or at least were unsure about their feelings going into this season. So I was down there on the first day and then first week of all players reporting. So, of course, it's pitchers and catchers and everyone reports. And I just really wanted to get a grip on this. The first time a lot of these guys are, most of these guys are talking to media since they lost, since they got knocked out by the Mets, fell short in the postseason once again after getting off to such a great start to the season last year. I wanted to get the mindset of the team, because at this point it's not like motivation. It's like, okay, how do we prevent this from happening again? You know, we really need to look within, especially after not making many roster changes like a lot of the other National League teams did. You know, we saw the Mets sign Juan Soto. We saw them re-sign Pete Alonso. We saw the Dodgers sign everyone else, apparently. And the thing about the Phillies is that they believe, and they do already have those stars. You know, they have Bryce Harper. They have Kyle Schwarber, at least for this season. They have Trey Turner. Those guys just failed to produce. So I wanted to get a grip on, like, what their mindset was. And it seemed like the answers were kind of all over the place. Like, it definitely wasn't the loose clubhouse that, you know, we're used to seeing.
This doesn't surprise me, by the way.
Why?
Because the town came down really hard on them.
Okay, yeah.
That's one. So they probably feel a little different than they previously
I don't felt. Want them to be a loose clubhouse right now. You know, like, I like that it sounds like they're incredibly focused on addressing, you know, the things that ailed them.
Well, but that's the thing. They didn't. So I asked Trey Turner. I asked Aaron Nola, Rob Thompson, and the answers kind of differed when it came to the mindset and kind of how they processed the way that not just the last series against the Mets, but really the end of last season.
So, all right, Devin, that makes sense to me. Although I think it's an interesting conversation point, because maybe they're not speaking with one tongue, so to speak. Here's what I'd say. My observation in the last 5 months, going back also to the 12 months. So the town kind of turns on them, and really it's the first time this group has been met with that. It reminds me a little bit of when the Eagles, after losing to Tampa Bay, and Ray, you'll remember this.
Oh, yeah.
It was all a build for the Eagles. That Andy and Donovan and Doc group, it was a build 2000, 01, 02. It's a build up, and then boom, Rondé Barber, and then the town is really ticked at the Eagles for the first time that group.
It was all those NFC Championship games, and we're like, all right, let us know when you get past them.
And that was the first one they lost at home, so people had a different reaction. So my guess is, number one, Devin, I would guess the players are probably a little confused about how they're viewed. That's one. Because they had been so beloved ever since October of 22, and now it's sort of a different territory. That's one. Two, you know, last year, my interpretation of their answers in spring training was, we're so ticked off about how it ended versus Arizona. We're coming out like gangbusters. Mm-hmm. And they did.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you want to say as a fan, well, I hope my team comes out like gangbusters. I'll say this as a fan. I even presented a couple weeks ago, should they not come out like gangbusters? Because maybe they peaked too early last year.
Mm-hmm.
So they may think soft pedal it a little bit. I mean, I'm not saying try to lose games. You guys,
Rob Thompson kind of alluded to that when I asked him, you know, the team mindset. He's like, well, they need to be kind of, they're like dogs. He said they need to be leashed in because they're just ready to go. They're hungry for after, especially the way things ended. And we have to keep them healthy. And we got off to such a hot start last season, especially in the early spring. He said, right, we need to make sure, you know, they're pacing themselves. I don't know how you do that.
Well, here's the third thing I'll say, and I agree with you. Here's the third thing, and John, you as an athlete know this, as someone who was part of those Andy teams, that now you only came in for the 2 years, so you didn't experience it all, but it can't be easy for an athlete to answer this question: why is this year going to be different? Like, you guys have tried really hard 3 years in a row and did a lot of good stuff, failed at the end. Tell us why this year's different.
Well, the years aren't different. You know,
but meaning to accomplish the big end goal of winning it all. And I would imagine for the players having to answer that question.
I don't think that's confusing at all. Like, we go about doing this, and we strive to do it better, the preparation better than we did it last year, so that we do, when we're in that position, the playoffs again, late season, we do better than we did before. We know that we can address the problem. We know that our bats were cold when it mattered the most. They were hot early in the
season. Look, that's a good answer.
Let's replicate that late in the year. Yeah. That's what we need to do.
Maybe some of the guys
Maybe
some of them are struggling saying that. James, what do you make of this? Because, James, I don't even know what I'd say. And look, we haven't absorbed as much Phillies as we typically would at this time because we've been so immersed in the Eagles thing, rightfully so. But, James, what do you sense is team mentality? Or is there not one?
I don't think there is one in the same way there was, because you mentioned it last year. You know, it was a real World Series or bust feel for this team.
Right.
It's like, we got to start hot. We're going to win the division.
There's only so many years you can say that.
That's the point. It starts to sound ridiculous
if
you keep saying it as players. Like, it can be your goal, obviously, but when you keep saying, well, we're going to win the World Series this year, we have to win the World Series this year, when you don't 3 years in a row, especially 2 years of saying that, you know, I don't know if they have that same sort of, like, I'm sure internally they do. Like, they want to win the World Series. I'm sure they have their goal. But it's not, I think they're not going to voice it to the public the same way. I don't think John Middleton's going to be giving a rousing speech saying, I want to be the greatest team of all time. You know, I think that stuff comes off as false when you've had the finishes you've had the last couple of years.
I agree. It's interesting. I mean, it's very interesting. Well, look, 215-592-9494. We'll get more of Devin's observations from being down there. Also, Ruben joins us in about 15 minutes. What do you make of the Phils thing? I hadn't really thought much about that, but it makes sense that after three failed attempts at the postseason, it probably is irritating to, one, publicly articulate why this would be different, and then, two, you know, it's like you keep trying to push the boulder up the hill, and you don't quite get it there. Look, I understand dog mentality, Nick Sirianni,
you know you're still
Kobe
a great
Bryant,
team,
Mom, but no, they're a great team. I agree.
You know
the whole
you're
thing
a great
is keep
team.
Pushing
you know
through
you've
it.
You've got every opportunity.
Yeah.
But it really is a matter of turning it on at
the right,
right time.
I agree with you.
This team knows that they are good enough. They just weren't good enough when it mattered.
Yeah, I agree. All right, let's go to Seth and me. I will say this, though. Some people in town turned on them and said they're actually not good enough.
But they are.
Yeah.
I agree that they are.
I mean, I can tell, and I know that the Eagles, you know, had something to do with this. Of course, we're still excited, and rightfully so, about the Eagles winning Super Bowl. But anytime I post, like, an interview, a video, anything from spring training, really anything about the Phillies, there's always at least one reply that's like, talk to me when the postseason is here, and, you know, they're just going to come out short again. It's nowhere near as bad as the Sixers situation, because that's just next level, but just when they were actually, you know, making it to the playoffs year after year, it's starting to get that kind of, I think people are fatigued by it.
I would be the one
faith
who's
in
there.
This team.
Say again, Rick.
I would be the one who's, you know, not sure that they're good enough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just said their outfield situation, you know, is not great.
It's below average.
Yeah, it's below average.
Yeah,
so that
is,
to me, is a concern.
At least for a good team.
Because
might
they,
not be below average compared to the 60-win teams, but for the good teams, it's a bad outfield.
Yeah. So that I have concerns.
Yeah, no.
And I don't know if Rob Thompson is going to push the right buttons when he needs to in the playoffs.
And I don't want to hear that Rob Thompson is concerned about how to approach JT about playing him less.
Me either.
I don't give a damn how concerned you are. Correct. Just do it.
Do it.
Play him 25 games less so that he's fresher in October. And, real, I'll give you an old-school cut that'll, I think, resonate with you. I remember every year, all those Lindros and LeClaire years with the Flyers, every coach would play Desjardins so many minutes in the regular season, and the postseason would come, and he'd be dead.
Dead.
Yep. Like, what's the point of killing the guy in the – and one thing Sirianni did really well
– Saquon, sitting on the last
well,
game.
Well, that's part of – yeah, right? That's part of it. But even the way they approached training camp, which was some people criticized, but look, they were fresh at the end of the year, and they were healthy at the end of the year.
Yep.
And that's a part of management, coaching management. So, like Rod Thompson, you know, I don't care if it's uncomfortable to talk – to JT and
you're the head coach. You have to have uncomfortable conversations.
Otherwise, name JT
wasn't
the manager.
Wasn't that a little tongue-in-cheek, though?
Maybe.
Wasn't he being a little ironic, saying
no, he
kind of like
chuckled,
that.
But yeah. You know.
He's not really afraid to talk to JT about
He followed it up by saying he's a prideful guy, and, you know, you just got to sit him.
I agree. Pick your spots and be the boss. You're the boss. All right, so your reaction to all of that with the Phils, kind of some interesting stuff there. Also with the Eagles, all the levels of Eagles talk. Let's get to Seth Amir.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Seth, good morning.
Good morning, gang. How's everybody doing?
Doing great, Seth.
Awesome, man. Love it. So I think the Eagles really have their work cut out for them going into the offseason here. This team is definitely built differently, so I'm not as concerned with the Super Bowl slump type of a thing, you know. I think they are built to do the long haul, but I really think that Howie has some tough decisions to make and working within the cap space and stuff
he
like
does.
That I think is going to be really tricky.
No, he does. That's right. That's exactly. Look,
yeah, man, he gave himself some cushion with the young, nailing the young draft picks that he did. You know, the talented young players who are so far ahead of schedule, they're on the field early and playing and contributing. That really does help things a lot.
It does. And then you're getting those guys to contribute at like such a premium, you know what I mean, is great, you know, because he's got a couple years before he needs to restructure some of those contracts. Moving on to the Phils, a little bit of a feeling of, I guess, bittersweet, man. I'm excited for baseball, but I don't know if you guys feel the same way or not, man. Like, this window is only going to be open for so long with this group. You know, it's not like the Eagles where we have an upward trajectory. I mean, we're in the thick of it. We've been in the thick of it for the last couple seasons. And, I mean, they gotta get back to the big one. They have to figure out a way to make that happen.
Seth, one exception, I'd say, which is, and you never really know at this stage, but if the Painters and the Crawfords of the world become the next really good Phillies, then that can, you know, that can keep the window open for another 5-6 years. Because, you know, Bryce isn't going anywhere, and his excellence isn't going anywhere anytime soon. Schwarber could be gone. Wheeler at some point will not be the best pitcher in baseball. Nola at some point will come down a level. So I partially agree with you, but if the young guys are better than the Don Browns of the world, then you can maintain. But Trey Turner, in my opinion, is the most important Philly. Most important. And what I mean by that is, I assume, and I'm not saying this like I'm trying to be a dummy and I shouldn't, I assume Harper and Wheeler are going to be great. I have no idea what Trey Turner is going to be. He can hit 350 in a month and be the best player in baseball for a month, or he can look unplayable with the way he swings at pitches. His defense is substandard.
You had a great poll with the, you know, I do think Turner is the second most important Philly. That being said, I mean, what put us over the bump in 08 was having all of these kind of intermediary players like that are big-time contributors.
That's
right. The Jason Wirths, the picking up Victorinos and stuff like that. So
that's right.
Guys like Castellanos and Stott and, you know, Boehm, if he turns it around, you know, these guys are the ones that are going to have to be the kind of the salt of the earth players for this squad.
Look, I agree. I mean, the Victorinos came through, and even guy like Romero was in 08 was the exact opposite of what Jeff Hoffman was last year. And I loved Hoffman, but obviously something went awry at the end. Seth, give me a big-time answer, man, an introduction to a character in a movie or a show.
Well, I got to go a little bit outside of the box here on this one and do something a little more sentimental, but it's an introduction of somebody on a show, and it was you guys hit a home run when you brought Devin on.
Oh,
I mean, I think she's awesome. Great contributor, great sideline reporter, all of it. You're welcome. Thank you.
I appreciate that. That is very nice. And, yeah, not a great Eagles chanter.
No,
but
not at all. Not at all. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question. We actually have two different questions we have formed based on that conversation we had earlier on important fills and everyday players. Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. All right, so same question with a slight difference. So the one player that we took out of the poll, James, you didn't send me the poll, did you? You sent me the poll?
I did not, not yet.
Yeah, why don't you read the poll?
I will read
the
poll. All right, here we go. So it says, of these players, the first one says...
So who did you take out of the poll, James?
So we took JT Romito out of the poll.
All right, so here's the thing, and let me take you behind the scenes of James and I in a conversation off air. We both agree that JT is steady. The other four guys go up and down. JT is steady. Now, look, he's declining, but consistent. The other four guys are like the wackos as far as consistency goes. So we're putting the four inconsistent dudes on the table and say, all right, James, now read the poll.
All right, so the first poll says, of these players, who do you have the most confidence in for this upcoming season? The options, A, Alec Boehm, B, Nick Castellanos, C, Bryson Stott, D, Trey Turner. Then the second poll, change one word. Of these players, who do you have the least confidence in for this upcoming season? Same options as the players.
I'll be interested to see how people respond. Obviously, you can not only vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter, but also fascinated to hear from you on the phone lines, who you believe in and who you really don't believe in regarding, you know, the Phillies in the upcoming season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.